Here's your midday brief for Monday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla said it plans to cut more than 10% of its global workforce. In an email sent to employees, CEO Elon Musk said the company needs to reduce costs and increase productivity. Tesla, which had more than 140,000 employees around the world as of the end of 2023, has been dealing with an overall slowdown in the growth of electric vehicle sales. Top executive Drew Baglino also posted on X today that he had made the, quote, difficult decision to leave Tesla after 18 years with the electric car maker. Goldman Sachs reported sharply higher profit for the first quarter, bolstered by strong performance in investment banking and its growing business of managing money and investments for wealthy clients. Goldman said quarterly profit rose 28% from a year ago. The results reinforce the reasons behind its current strategy to refocus and expand on its core businesses, serving Wall Street as well as asset and wealth management clients, while moving away from its ill-fated entry into consumer lending. And the Commerce Department said U.S. retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in March, compared with a month earlier, well ahead of economists' expectations. Many analysts predicted consumers would be tapped out months ago, but the report is the latest sign that consumers continue to spend, despite pandemic-era savings running down and the growing impact of inflation in the past few years on wage gains. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.